United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Walter Brennan. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds presented by this station as a public service. Millions of wage earners are investing payday after payday in United States savings bonds. Sign up for security through the regular purchase of savings bonds on the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond amounts plan where you bank. In a moment, our star. But first, let's raise the curtain of our show with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra in a great arrangement of Thou Swell from the Connecticut Yankees. Thank you, Harry. And now here's our guest, the motion picture and stage favorite, Mr. Walter Brennan. He appears in an original guest star domestic comedy entitled The Easy Chair. For the performance of Walter Brennan, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
Grandpa Cook liked the comfortable, old-fashioned way of life. His married daughter, Agatha, preferred things more modern and stylish. Take, for instance, the hassle over Grandpa's easy chair. It started at dinner one evening, something like this.
Wait till I let my belt out a notch.
Another piece of pie, huh?
No thanks, Bobby. Sure is good, but my stomach just hung out a sign, no vacancy. Mighty fine dinner, Agatha.
Thank you, Dad. I cooked it especially for you.
That's right, Gramps. She really did.
I reckon she did it that. Leastwise, she's fixed everything I liked. Wait a minute. Hey, there's something behind all this, Aggie.
Uh-oh. Now, Dad.
Now, from long and bitter experience, I know that when a woman cooks a special dinner for a man, she expects to get something for it. All right. What is it?
Well, I'm getting new furniture for the living room. All modern. And that old chair of yours.
Oh, so that's it, huh? Now, listen here, Aggie. That's the only easy chair in the whole place.
Yeah, but it's old, Dad. It's out of place.
Well, so am I. Maybe you'd like to get rid of me, too.
Oh, no, Grampy. You know we love you.
Well, I don't ask for much around here. A place to sleep, a few victuals, and a place where I can sit and read. Ain't no crime to be comfortable, is it?
Of course not, Dad. We'll talk it over later. Finish your dinner. Huh?
I'm all finished. Get in there and sit down. You know, I've got squatter's rights to that old chair, and I reckon I better be maintaining them.
The new furniture's all in place. How does it look?
Wonderful, Mother. Grandpa's new chair looks nice, too, but
I don't think he's going to like it.
Oh, he'll fuss and fume for a day or two, but once he gets used to the new chair, he'll calm down.
You better get rid of the old chair in a hurry.
I've called the junk man. He'll be... That must be him now. Oh, hello. Are you the junk man?
Excuse me, please. I'm no junk man. I'm a Joe Randazzo, a household disposal service. Stuff you don't want to buy, but I'm a no junk man.
Mr. Randazzo, we want to get rid of this old chair.
Yeah, she's looking like a nice, easy chair.
Oh, it is. It is, but it doesn't match our new modern furniture.
Well, I'm going to give you $2. No, I'm going to give you $5.
It's a deal. Now, come on, get it away from here in a hurry.
There you are, Dad. All lovely new modern furniture.
I reckon it's all right, but wait a minute. Where's my...
Right here. Look, we got you a nice new chair.
Where's my old chair?
Just sit down and try this one, Gramp.
Where's my old chair?
But this one is adjustable, and it has chromium arms.
Chromium is for automobiles. Where's my chair?
I sold it to the junk man.
You what?
Dad, it was falling to pieces. Sawdust was coming out of...
What junk man? Where is he?
I don't know. My dinner's cooking. I'll have to attend to it. Now, that's a fine chair. You'll like it.
My good old easy chair. The only chair I ever had that fitted all my bones and angles.
I'm sorry, Gramp. Honest, I am.
Oh, that's all right, Bobby. Reckon it's me that's out of place. World has to keep moving along. New styles, new ideas. That's what they call progress. This is your mom's house, and she's entitled to have it the way she wants it. But just the same...
Look, Mother would kill me if she knew I told you. Try Joe Randazzo's household disposal service.
Thanks, Bobby. Tell your mother not to wait supper for me. I'll be back when I get that chair. Mr. Randazzo... This afternoon, my daughter sold you an old beat-up chair.
That's a good chair. I got her right inside. She's a comfortable kiddo.
I know it's comfortable. Dad rattled to want it back. I'll give you $10 for it.
It's a no sale. She's a more than a $10 comfortable.
Well, look now. I brought you a brand new chair, and I'll trade you for it. See here? Isn't that a dandy? $137. Adjustable to 11 positions. The latest modern style. I'll swap even Stephen.
It's still no sale. The old chair, she's the best, kiddo.
Well, I'm not going to take this chromium monstrosity back of me. Joe, are you married?
I got a 6 of kids. What do you think?
Fine. And now that you have my chair to sit in, I'll give you this chair for your wife. Will you present it to Mrs. Randazzo with my compliments?
Well, sure. If you want to be crazy, I'm a no mind.
Maybe I'm not as loony as you seem to be.
Try sitting over here on the new Davenport. It's very comfortable.
No, thanks. Just leave me be.
Grampy, let me bring you some sofa cushions.
No, thanks, Bobby. I'm all right.
Oh, Barbara, I'm sorry now I got rid of his old chair. I didn't realize how much it would upset him. He's been acting like he lost his best friend.
Well, in a way he did, Mom. Poor Gramp.
I tried to buy it back, but the man wouldn't sell.
I'll go, Grampy.
No, I'll answer the door. I can't read the paper with any comfort, so I might as well do something. Well, I'll be jiggered. Mr. Randazzo.
Listen, kiddo. You got a man who want to find the fix. Remember that fancy chair you give my wife?
Yeah?
Well, she go crazy over it. Right away, she's going to have all the new furniture, a modern style, like that chair.
You had to buy her some modern furniture?
Cost me $800 kiddo. Now she say to me, Joe, that old easy chair, she's no look so good with my nice new furniture. Throw her away.
So you brought it back to me, huh? But, Joe, the women folks don't want it here either.
Oh, yes, we do. I've been sorry ever since I sold it.
Yes, Grampy, we want you to have it back.
All right then, Joe. I'll take it.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, you home wrecker.
You got your chair back, Dad. Wasn't that a lucky break?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of figured it would work out that way. I may not know furniture, but I sure do know women.
That was a fine performance, Walter Brennan.
Well, thank you, Rod, but the best part of it is yet to come. When I talk to our listeners about defense bonds.
Well, I'm sure of that, and right now would be the perfect time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure that I echo your own sentiments when I say that I find defense bonds the world's finest way to save. Through the payroll saving plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank, your saving is done for you. It's automatic, which means that it's certain. And it's invested in defense bonds, which means that it's absolutely safe.
And don't forget, Walter, that defense bonds pay a fine return, too. 3% compounded semi-annually when held to maturity. And you have the privilege of holding your matured bonds at interest for as long as 10 extra years.
That's right, Rod. So, friends, let me suggest that you sign up now for regular savings in defense bonds. They're an investment in your country and in your own future security.
Good advice, Walter Brennan. And thanks again for being with us.
Back in New York, Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra ring down the curtain on our show with a special Sosnick arrangement of Cole Porter's I Concentrate on You. Quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds presented by this station every week as a public service. May I express our thanks to Walter Brennan for an outstanding performance, and to the members of the supporting cast, Mary Lansing, Jeannie Roos, and Frank Nelson, and to his director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another favorite star and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be listening. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you that now is a good time to sign up where you work or where you bank for regular savings in savings bonds. They're an investment in your country and in your own future security.